You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show.
Thanks, Jason.
It's the X Factor finale, and we are down to the final three. It's the X Factor finale, and we are down to the final three. Michelle, Melissa, Nick, and JC. It's Margie, Allen, AfterBuzz TV. We do it all live at 10 p.m. So do us a favor and tell a friend.
Subscribe.
AfterBuzzTV.com.
All right, everybody. Hell of applause. Thank you, Martin. We all know that Bing is for doing, and what are we doing? We're doing another after show. That's right. We're doing the finale for X Factor Season 2, Episode 20 a lot, since it's not on the board.
20 a lot.
That's a thing.
20 a lot.
All right, guys. Once again, I'm JC, and let's go around the table and introduce our wonderful selves, starting with the lovely lady to my right. And girl, lovely you are indeed.
Thank you.
What are you wearing
today? Okay, I'm Melissa Macedo, guys, and I'm wearing a really awesome dress from Shop Attraction.
Why don't you get up and show everyone?
It's really cute.
Where is it?
ShopAttraction.com.
Okay, Shop Attraction.
Let me show you.
Like you're shopping for attraction.
She's going on the catwalk, named after our former host, Kat Bayless.
Do the poses.
Pose all the way down.
Yeah, I guess it is named after Kat. What's the back? Oh, that's cute.
Oh, sorry.
That's cute.
She was talking to me.
ShopAttraction.com. Yes.
I thought she had a fierce walk, really, when she did it. I really liked your power when you did it. It was fantastic, really.
Thank you.
This is like Project Runway, but different. All right.
It's like a dog trying to lay an egg.
Like Simon quoted it
in. Exactly.
All right, let's go around the rest of the table and introduce and plug whatever else we got on our lives going
hey,
on.
Hey, I'm Michelle Macedo. Check out my album, Flags and Boxes.
Woo. All right. I'm Mark E. Allen, and I bought this shirt at American Apparel today, and then I realized it was a girl shirt.
I was going to say, you look like a girl.
I brought it back to the rack, and I was like, how does everything fit? And I put it up, and I saw, like, on the thing, it shows, like, a girl wearing it, and I'm like, is it? And I felt weird about it.
Oh.
And I'm like, is it unisex?
Well, you know, they have unisex.
Yeah, but
it doesn't look like it.
Like, I don't go in there often, and it's not really for girls, so I don't think.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, you look a little effeminate tonight.
Oh, do they walk? No. Jesse, what are you wearing?
Yeah, JC.
Yeah, who are you wearing?
It's Prada. It's Santa. Okay. I mean, actually, if you're not watching us at home, you're not watching us live, chat roll, Watchtower Base, what's up, guys? But I definitely suggest you guys watch us because we're really going to let it loose tonight. And I'm wearing
there's a lot going on visually. Just to say that.
It's the music!
Is this like Elf wearing, like the movie Elf?
Yeah, exactly.
Wearing Santa's.
I'm wearing a Santa suit. That's right, because it is our last episode, and we'd like to wish everyone watching and listening happy holidays from AfterBuzz.
Yes,
but we forgot one guy. We forgot to introduce one person.
Oh, who's that?
He's been with us throughout most of the year. He's been with us through the Clone Wars, through Idol, through duets, everything. He used to be a part-time model, but tonight he is our full-time model, Martin.
Oh, thank you,
yeah,
Martin.
Yeah, model. I graduated.
He learned how to turn left. Yes.
I did. It was tough, but I got there.
All right, guys. So we're here to talk about X Factor. So Tater Nation, congratulations. A round of applause for Tate.
Yes.
Tate Stevens, our winner.
Just like we thought he would.
Yeah. Like everybody guessed and predicted.
Michelle and Melissa may have something else to say about it, but we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about all the songs. We didn't go live last night, so we could bring you both episodes together right here, right now. So we're going to dissect what they could have done, what they should have done to win, or if the right person won. So overall thoughts on the two nights extravaganza bonanza that we had tonight.
Quite an extravaganza bonanza.
Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. Hashtag.
Yeah, there we go.
What did you think, Melissa, for the last two? What did you think of this season? Did they get it right?
For the winner?
No, just overall.
Did they get it right?
Yeah. Did you like, as opposed to the first year,
right,
the new judges, everything, just how do you feel? Do you feel satisfied after the end of this season? Not all at once.
Yeah, I do. It was definitely a show. They put on a really good show.
Yeah?
X Factor.
That is what the show's called.
That is what it's called.
I feel like they did a really good job this year, and the ending was really, really good, showing with Fifth Harmony kind of being the underdog and doing really well last night. But
and then they ended as underdogs.
Yeah,
they did. We're gonna get into that, Mark.
But just with Carly and Tate being first and second all year, and that was cool how we were able to see that throughout most of the season, and then with the finale, not knowing kind of where everybody stands, it was good.
All right, well then let's go in our time warp. We're gonna go back to last night, some of the stuff that we liked, and let's go with our artists. We can go with Carly Rose. Start with her. Since she was the first one up last night,
right?
And she opened with Feeling Good. That was her original mm-hmm. audition song.
Right.
I was hoping she was going to do the song that you were hoping she was going to do.
I was hoping Broken Hearted by Carmen.
Yeah. Was she allowed to do that because it wasn't in the live? Because it was supposed to be any song she did throughout the whole show, right? So she could have did that. Or was it just through the live episodes?
That I could not answer if anyone at home
Santa?
Knows.
Santa doesn't know.
Santa.
Mark, you've been a good boy this year. I'll check your list and I'll get you that answer after the break. But.
I was hoping she was going to do that. However, she did Feeling Good and it was a good song. You know, mm-hmm. she did it very well. Overall for Carly, I wasn't completely satisfied.
Really?
Yeah.
For the first song.
Well,
we can go through all this. She did Feeling Good, and then she did How Do I Live Without You, which we're going to get. Right. We have to talk about the Leanne Rimes thing. You know? Did she cost Carly Rose perhaps
the title?
Yeah. Because remember, they were only separate by less than a third of a percent of a point.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. But that means all the
something
people.
About math.
Something. It's a small number, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something, so all the Fifth Harmony fans I guess they voted and whatever, but all of the other fans then, who knows what side that they all gravitated towards? Well, we do know, I guess. But.
Yeah, we do know.
Well, no. Don't choke on your beard, Santa.
I have that feeling a lot, too, with my beard.
Yeah, not watching, I definitely suggest you guys watch so you can see how baby-faced Mark looks and how wonderful the Macedo twins are.
Oh, thank you. YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV.
No, but Carly Rose, you didn't think she was that good last night?
I mean...
She murdered that last song. First song and Hallelujah?
Yeah, I felt like it was good. I just wasn't... Maybe because she's always so good. I don't know. And I do believe that she was the best in the show and she deserved X Factor. She deserved it the most. Mm-hmm. I thought Tate would win, like, you know, we said last week. That's what I thought
last
week.
Is that what you
thought? Until last night. No, last night, we'll talk about Fifth Harmony in a few, but with Carly Rose, you know, she did the first song, which was really good. It wasn't her best for me, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to do to top all the things she's done before. Her second song, I thought it was crazy with Leanne Rimes and whatever, you know, was going on with that. It kind of threw me off. Hallelujah was really, really good too. But I still wasn't, I don't know, I wasn't blown away by her last night. She was still really good.
Do you think that the Leanne Rimes performance affected your opinion of the other ones?
No.
Because rumor has it, you know, and it started by
rumor
TMZ.
Has it.
Yeah. Nice. We're going to break out into song. We're going to Bollywood our way off of the stage tonight.
Oh, all right.
Now, TMZ reported that she was drunk and that she, you know, an unnamed
TMZ
source
reported that.
Yes,
that Leanne Rimes was drunk, not Carly.
Let's get that clear.
That Leanne Rimes was throwing back some drinks backstage.
Wait, and she just got out of rehab?
Right, but for exhaustion.
It wasn't for stress. Alcohol abuse. It was for, anxiety and stress.
And she said that on The Tonight Show like two nights ago, that she did it because she was 30 and it was for her to take stock in her life. You know, who knows if it's true or not, but what we saw was a very off performance last night between Carly, and she tried to pin it on Carly in a roundabout way. And Carly's been killing it all season.
Right.
And for you to say this.
People love her. You don't blame a 13-year-old girl. People also love Leanne Rimes, who was that 13-year-old girl. She has been famous since she was like a teenager.
Right. Right.
So I think it's interesting how that goes full circle.
Well, chime in. What did you think of Carly Rose's performance?
Well, in general?
Yeah, of the songs, since we're backtracking last night.
No, I thought they were great, but it's kind of like, she's amazing, but it's sort of like she's so good every time she set this level for herself, like this bar that, she ever go beyond that? I don't know.
Okay.
I think she deserved to win. I think she has the X factor. I'm just going to say
it. So you loved her last night, yes?
I did. I absolutely loved her. If you look at the whole body of work, she has been the...
Consistent, definitely.
I think so. I think, Tate was consistently, good. He's good. But Carly had those memorable performances, and we got so used to them, so we were desensitized, I think.
Yes, I think so, too.
To her performances. I was more impressive. We'll talk about it when we get to the girls.
But that could be the same thing, because they've not been as great as Carly, so now when they do something great...
Yeah, it's true. Surprising, yeah.
It's surprising.
But, the level of Carly's commitment to every song, and also... Just her commitment to feeling it, even though she's like 13, so a bunch of people are going to be like, including me, like, oh, how is she feeling that, But I think that she really raised the bar for herself, and that had something to do with it, because then it kind of plateaued.
So you're saying maybe like for these future contestants like that start amazing.
Start really bad. get better every episode. I know.
You have to win each game as it comes to you and worry about the other ones once you get there. Yeah. So she did the perfect thing. Yeah, she did. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she went about it the right way. There's nothing you can't.
Yeah, you can't. Okay. Change.
You can't emblem three it and just tell us next week,
Whoa, but next week we're going to have, instruments and stuff.
Wait, you guys, let's, throw down and, throw down for
a cabin.
Wait,
let's go to a cabin and, go snowboarding.
Give them 2 seconds with the mic. I think you said that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, Carly Rose, second. I mean, does she have a bright future?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
However, on the radio, I don't see a huge future for her. But I think in the entertainment business, I think she's going to be hugely successful.
So you're saying Broadway?
Yeah, well, I'm not even just saying Broadway.
Or
anything,
really.
Yeah,
do a lot.
Yeah, I mean, just as far as a place for her. I mean, but I'm not counting her out. You can, with a voice like that, you can do so much with it. So, I mean, and she's so wise among her years that she can act, she can do all that kind of stuff. You can just tell that she understands what's going on. For me, at 13, I was like...
I don't even want to know.
I have Wendy's tonight. Two Frosties.
I can't decide.
So she has a bright future ahead of her.
She could even be in the next, Whitney or Mariah or something like that.
Right. It's just so hard in the pop world.
It is really hard. Okay. Yeah, you kind of need everything.
Well, let's keep it on the pop theme. Let's talk about,
the new biggest fan right here.
The girls. Let's talk about the lovely ladies of Fifth Harmony. And
5-H Santa's Little Helpers.
Yes.
How did you remember that?
Because it was very...
You wrote it down, okay.
Oh, my God. No, I did. No, I totally did not. I'm just really good at remembering stuff.
Okay. Now the girls. They were building up some momentum. They defeated Emblem 3. They defeated Emblem 3 last week.
Yeah.
So they had...
Unexpectedly.
Yeah, so they had momentum on their side. And I think we said that we wanted to see what they could do, because they seemed like they have a bigger upside to them. Like, they could grow.
They could be, that's
because
true.
They've only been together 6 weeks.
It's like we haven't seen them at their best even yet.
Right. So did we get their best last night?
so far, I think so.
So far, yeah, definitely.
I think Mark thinks so.
Well, no, I just think that their image that they kind of came into was really good. It's kind of like Nicki Minaj meets Spice Girls with like the bigger bows and stuff like that. Almost like dollish. Like it definitely really, really works. And on their song Anything Can Happen is where I kind of saw that. I'm like, wow, that does really work. And you have something to say?
Anything Can Happen.
Favorite performance of the year was last night's Anything Can Happen Fifth Harmony.
Dude, they just came
through. That was your favorite performance.
That was my favorite of the season.
They did come through.
It was, I'm almost like, I want to have a daughter someday so that she can see those kids.
That is coming through in a whole new way. Your daughter's going to be, she's not going to be talented, and you're going to be mad at her for not being in Fifth Harmony.
No.
And why aren't you a Spice Girl?
And it was cute. It was girly. There was pink. There
it's
was
a
like,
stage mom. That's what you're looking at right here.
No, it was cute. I think so many little girls could identify to that song. I thought it was cute and it was uplifting and like anything can happen.
That was the first time I was like, wow, because they've done that song before, but this time I really could see them, and I do believe they're going to do really well. Before, I thought they, you know, would break up soon and wouldn't do well in today's market.
Like how soon would
you thought, think? I thought like it would be
right
like within the year. I was like, it'll break up, and then Camilla, is that her name?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I feel like she's going to be huge, and I said that before in another episode. But as a solo artist, but I mean, I think they do have some time that they'll do really well together.
Now, were you feeling the same, Melissa?
About last night?
Yeah, about Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, I do. You know, I think with groups, it's really hard because as solo artists, you kind of get to know them as people and their backstory and, you know, all that stuff. But I think that it's amazing because last year, the groups didn't go anywhere. They were all, like, kicked off immediately. And this group made it in top three. That's amazing.
It felt almost like an AMA performance to me, like something you'd see in an award show.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like all the performances tonight and last night were, like, award show performances.
So you felt it? Okay.
Maybe because Pitbull was performing. So he does that everywhere, so,
He does every award show and every finale there is. He did Idol. He did The Voice, right?
Yeah, he did The Voice. Yeah.
This year?
No, last year. Last year. How awkward with them. I know, that'd be like, well, tomorrow night I have The Voice, so.
So we focus so much on Anything Can Happen, but let's talk about the pairing of Demi Lovato with Fifth Harmony. How was that?
Brilliant.
When Simon even said, you could be the sixth Harmony.
And she was on point last night too with her, how she changed the second verse up and kind of went big. Mm-hmm. Well, she had to kind of show off
and
do that whole thing. But I thought like that was another really good performance. They were on point last night. They were at the top of their game.
It was a great blend, I think, out of all three. And we haven't even gotten to Tater yet, but out of all three, I thought their duet was the best.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. They were together. They were on time.
Would it be drunk?
Would it be called a duet?
<drunk? laughs> I know. What would it be?
It'd be a lot of people singing at once.
Hashtag a lot of people singing at once.
Not to mention all the background dancers that were
singers. I know, who were hiding off in the corners.
And I know, and the fans can kind of give us a hard time saying that they don't have background singers. They do, but it actually worked. I think it worked last night
it's
for them.
It's not that the background singers do the singing for them. Mm-hmm. That's not it.
Yeah.
But it's a huge production with a lot of sound. And fire, we know, goes off, and God knows what else.
Sure.
So the background singing doesn't mean that they can't sing.
Right.
It just means that maybe they do have help, because L.A. Reid pointed that out before in an episode.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it just fills the sound. Like, if you heard it without background singers, it would feel empty, not because they're bad singers.
And, like, with the whole harmony thing, and they didn't pick that name for themselves, and I don't think, you know, many of them are really well practiced in that sense of, you know. So, like, in the future, I think they will do really well with the harmonies and stuff like that. But
they need to work on that.
Yeah, it's like, hey, okay, you guys are all group now. Okay, now learn two songs for next week.
Yeah,
and then one for next week. You might get kicked off, but if not, learn two more.
Yeah.
Learn how to harmonize and be best friends.
Yeah, and they're like, who are you people?
That's true.
I don't know you.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying, Santa? I just don't understand.
Santa looks wise right now.
Well, because I'm thinking we got to cover Let It Be. And I was by the Beatles, of course.
Right.
And the forums, they were mad at Fifth Harmony. They said, how could they butcher the song like that? I thought it was great. They contemporized it.
Yeah. You know what's funny? That on The Voice, someone just did Let It Be.
Right. What was
was Terry McDermott.
Amazing voice.
Just did that? Yeah. I liked Fifth Harmony's version better.
Really?
I liked how I went down the line, too, and like each one kind of said Let It Be different.
Who was your favorite,
that's
Mark?
Different. Yeah, who's your favorite?
What do you mean? Like,
who had your favorite solo?
So hard to tell.
No, it's not.
JC knows.
I feel like all the judges tonight, like, what was your favorite part of the whole show this year? Like, I liked them all.
Yeah, I know. Britney Spears is like, everything.
No,
yeah.
But it was great. Normani opened, and she never really had any solo parts to her, to her music.
Yeah,
Normani.
It's true.
But what I missed was they didn't harmonize. They didn't sing together all at once at Let It Be. That was the only song. And at this point I thought they were gonna win. I was with Mark. Mark and I
was, my mind changed last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really thought they were gonna shock the world. I really did.
And I was like thinking of it as a show too, and the fact that they did so well last night, so kind of, you know, the show wouldn't have got mad. You know what I mean? Like how pissed that somebody else, like the underdog, won it. Like
it
would have been perfect because they came too at the right time. But
five girls, one who lost her grandfather, and just the story. It's all about the story, you know.
Yeah, and they're all so different, so good, and now they're really coming into their own. So
yeah. I think that as a group, they just need more time, like musically, to like blend.
Okay.
And harmonize, because I think that it's true that it's like, oh, learn these songs and like maybe you'll get kicked off and like maybe not, and like $5 million, like, are you worth it, you know? So
and the best part about it was that they have in San Antonio, Texas, Fifth Harmony Pizza.
Really?
What do you mean? Delicious.
Named after them.
Fifth Harmony, yes.
Really? Wait,
yes.
That really makes me
what's
want pizza.
What's on it? Well, because each contestant, I don't know. That's
like maybe like
toppings.
Their favorites or something?
Probably. Well, because
probably just a bunch of meat.
funny
though. But that's just because it's like it sounds like three meat lover pizza.
Fifth Harmony, yeah. There's got to be five of something.
Five of something. So there are five different kinds of meat.
The new Fifth Harmony five meat pizza. There you go. I got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Delicious. Fifth Harmony. Them being meat at all.
Were you trying to be like Fifth Harmony? Like Fifth Ham?
Hammony. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's
I'm
good.
Santa. All right, anyway.
I'm Santa.
Yeah, and he means it.
No,
bad
because
Santa.
Nice.
He's all
nice.
What?
Drunk over there.
I know, we need some air conditioning. I'm sweating here. Okay.
Oh, well, don't put on the AC.
and Martin just laughed. Okay. No, because each city had something
normally.
Like, they got, let's see,
the
Carly
Tower.
Rose. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carly Rose had December 19th, Carly Rose Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Tate Stevens had the Water Tower. And San Antonio gave them their own pizza.
Yeah.
Different levels.
I wonder
of
what's on that pizza. Different thing.
No.
Sometimes they give them like the key to the city, and sometimes they give them their own pizza. Who knows? Because it depends on where you're from.
There we go. All right, so we've beat around the bush long enough. Time to give kudos. We got
to
start. We've got to talk about our champion, Mr. Tate Stevens, Tater Nation, and the girls.
Yeehaw.
I know. Okay, we're gonna defend why Tate won and why do you think the right person won tonight, Michelle?
No, I do not think the person won.
It's not cool.
Tonight.
Okay.
Not okay.
No.
No, I don't. I don't think that he deserved it as much as Carly Rose.
The reason I'm asking, I'm not trying to set you up. The reason I'm asking you, was it because of the story that he had to tell? His wife, every week, I have a job. I don't have a job when I go back home. They're 13-year-old kids. They want to win it. I need to win it.
Is that what America, you think?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, they did. I mean, they were really on the note. You know, they did, like, I feel kind of
overexposed that.
Yes, like they kept on saying how he's like such an amazing husband and like such an amazing, like all this stuff. And when I start to feel very manipulated, I don't like that.
Okay.
And I resent it if I feel like a message is very clearly trying to be pushed on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, to me, that came across as, like, not genuine.
Okay. And it's not to take anything, because he's a vocal. I mean, I think he's a great vocal.
He's a singer, yeah.
He
held a guitar once.
You know, but I will say his last song on Wednesday night, last night, wasn't a $5 million song.
Yeah.
I think it was just the overall sentiment that people feel for Tate.
I don't think it's just that. I think he is a great country artist, and he's exactly what they represent, and that's what represents most of America, so that's why he won. I don't think I feel like Carly has a better voice and she deserved it more, but I don't know. I feel like he's done great throughout the whole competition. Mm-hmm. Can you remember a bad week that he had?
Bon Jovi.
However, he sang more than one song that week, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's been really, really good.
And in terms of doing country, he's super consistent. But it's like with all the super successful country people, you know, we recognize their voices or who they are. But he just kind of sounds like everybody else.
Okay, would it be then fair to say maybe that we possibly could be in the wrong, where maybe that country is pop? That, you know, country could be more popular than pop.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah, you know, so it's a planet. What we think is the biggest thing, you know, that we so-called pop, it's like, really...
At least in America,
it really
sure.
is country. Mm-hmm. It really is what Tate's singing.
It's clearly a huge number of people, and I like country music.
Okay.
I just...
Tate's it. Country music.
No.
No, I just feel like... I don't know.
I think his voice is distinct, though. I think there's nobody out there like him right now, though.
Tim McGraw?
No, Tim McGraw doesn't even sing right now.
Younger Garth Brooks.
Yeah, but Garth Brooks has like been retired for like 5 years.
Okay. All right.
He's like a Josh Grayson, who is amazing. He's from my hometown. He got third place in American Idol, like season two.
Right. Oh.
He had two great albums, and after a while he fizzled out. I think he's still doing a lot of tours and stuff, but his stuff was great, and it reminds me a lot of Tate stuff. And we'll be seeing a lot of Tate because he's got a $5 million contract.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like we've seen Melanie Amaro quite a bit.
Well, no, I'm saying, well, this is different. She was pushed into a market that's not good for her.
Okay, so are they gonna change Tate?
No, it's gonna be exactly because they know that's what sells.
Yeah,
that's
I think
what
they
won.
Know that it's what
like
sells.
with her, she was gonna do pop music and be put up against Christina Aguilera.
They
it's
changed.
Not gonna
her.
Work.
They changed actually, and maybe that's a good reason why. Let's say why it's a good reason Carly did not win.
Yeah, I think that's a good statement.
You think they would have pushed her into something else?
Absolutely.
Wait, they're still going to.
What was Melanie Amaro pushed into?
They gave her a bit of a really big, huge image makeover. She was on a few weeks ago.
Oh, right.
And her music, she was, you know, she's a girl from the Caribbean, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And she'll do well overseas, though. And I think she is doing well overseas. It's just in America, they kind of chew you up and spit you out if it's not everything they want it to be or something brand new and different.
Totally.
Unless it's country music, where they back you up and they're already backing you up.
That's true.
I want to send a quick shout out to Nick. He hasn't, you know, he's been out of the country the last few weeks, so he couldn't be with us.
I've been stalking him on Facebook.
Good. Hey,
looks
Nick
like
Collins.
Fun.
But Nick always brought up Cece, and I'm going to bring up Cece now. Oh. And even though, you know.
You think that they're meant to be.
aside from
Nick
their
and Cece.
Love connection. No, it's she's perfect for the pop market. She's
Kesha.
Yeah,
she is. Mm-hmm. She is.
No?
I don't think she's perfect. I think Paige is perfect for the pop market.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay. Paige, I think, is really
she's,
good.
Even though Cece with her whole fan base and how many followers she has,
sure.
and I might be wrong, but I feel like Paige really will be, she could really change the game and do like a Rihanna thing. But Cece, I don't think she has a I don't know, her voice.
That thing called
like
vocals.
Consistent enough.
Yeah, or even like a tone that we are drawn to. Mm. It just kind of, for me, it just doesn't work.
It
I can see Paige doing really well. Or also Camila, like I said, I think a couple weeks ago, I feel like she's going to be the most successful out of everybody. Mm. You know, Fifth Harmony to do really well for a couple years, and I think that we'll see her have longevity in this entertainment business.
Kind of like a Selena Gomez thing?
Yeah.
Be like a little Disney princess. Good call, man.
Let's see that.
No, but I'm just thinking, where do we go from here? So, I mean, Tate's won it. And he's going to be a country. He is a country superstar. He is going to be huge.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring up the contract, and that's why I wrote this that didn't make sense.
Now he's it took that long to make sense of what he wrote.
But in Austin Powers when he comes back and he's being frozen, or Dr. Evil's like, oh, and we want $1 million, and they're like. Okay. Yeah. Ask for more.
Yeah.
But I just like, I think it's so cool. Like, where do you think okay, so you have $5 million contract, and didn't you say it's like 5 years? I don't know all the facts on the contract.
I believe it's like a 5-year contract. It, from what I remember from Melanie's contract, and it's like a 5-year contract, and it's almost like they're working off like $1 million per.
Right. Yeah. So it's. I mean,
I believe. If I'm wrong, please let me know, guys.
I like the fact that they do that, so you can kind of see your. Well, there's good and bad because now you're in this contract for if it's for 5 years. I don't know how much of that is going to be, you know, your creative control. Right. How soon do you think they will change that and make it even more than 5 million? Do you think in the next five, you think 5 years from now?
The next X Factor season?
Or yes, X Factor or any
maybe
of these
few years. Maybe a few years.
Two or three years,
maybe like 8 million.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know why, but I mean, how much are... We talked about how it was so public, the numbers that they're paying the judges or whatever. Mm-hmm. So clearly, I know that they were like over budget or spending a lot of money on the judges. So that must take away from the prize, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, because they are way over budget. So I don't know how, and they're not pulling in the numbers. I mean, last night's finale, the performance finale, was the winner of the night. It was the biggest show of the evening. Yet, it was down close to 20% from last year's finale.
Mm-hmm. So what can they do? Like they did everything they could to make it
the best ratings.
Like they got Britney Spears.
They got Khloe Kardashian. Yeah,
like everybody that's hot right now or that was hot that people want to see. And it still was kind of like they got Demi Lovato who was kind of the hottest thing at that time too. And it's like...
Yeah.
How long is our singing shows going to go on for? Forever?
With such an over...
Forever.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or in an hour.
Yeah, we're kind of so watered down with everything. It's like, okay, now it's going to be $5 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to shoot a basketball and make it after you win the competition and you get the $5 billion. Oh, never mind.
And we must have 20 million viewers every night.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I knew it's been confirmed for a third season. We do know that much. So
not everybody's going to be there, huh?
Yeah, right. Who is confirmed for
the third season? You know, and we didn't really, you know, break down Tate's songs, but we can come back to that a little bit later. But it's the perfect scenario for L.A. Reid because L.A. Reid, this was his last night in The X Factor. He's leaving after two seasons, and he's going back to his original job. And that's what he said. I have a responsibility to my artists. And a lot of fans actually kind of hate on LA a little bit because he's responsible for artists like Ciara and whatnot. And
Justin Bieber.
Yes. And where's Ciara been?
Been ignoring her.
Justin Bieber? But,
So he's going to get back to those duties, but it's a perfect scenario for him to walk off into the sunset. His guy won.
Especially if the world ends tomorrow, he'll be the champ forever.
He'll be a champ.
He's the winner.
Until the next civilization.
The new world is built. I heard the new world is going to be great.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Well, we're on...
Like Pocahontas, kind of.
It's 11 p.m. Pacific time, so he's got about an hour left till the end of the world begins. So enjoy that victory.
You guys are going to be the last people that we hang out with.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Lucky.
Santa.
Lucky. So lucky.
Okay. No, but so L.A. Reid's leaving, and it seems like there's going to be a little bit of an upheaval because I know I was going to save it for news and gossip, but it's led to this. But it seems like Britney might not even be back either.
Right.
There was a report from the Daily Star in London stating that Britney actually from a mole inside of X Factor is that she didn't bring in the numbers that we were expecting. And with the type of paycheck she receives, it might not be a worthy
investment
for them.
I like how they blame her for not bringing in the numbers when clearly they're trying to, everybody that they got was to bring in some different numbers, okay? Like Khloe Kardashian and like, you know, whatever. So I think it's interesting that that they like blame it on that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily just that. I mean, there's so many factors.
X factors.
Do you think she wants to come back?
I don't know.
Especially after they made fun of her with all those funny faces she made.
Yeah, actually.
They really went to town on
really
that.
Did.
Actually,
yeah.
Martin, you know, we're going to do our own Britney faces and we're going to go around the table, starting with the lovely Melissa. I don't know, can you make it? There we go. And now her Britney face.
Just be like.
Okay, here's mine.
That just looks.
Okay, think of the thunderstorm. Across the table.
Okay, wait. No, this is what I'm meant to be. Not good.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I felt
that. Good. How am I supposed to follow that?
Yeah.
You look constipated.
I am.
That was our Britney faces for our last show, End of the World show on AfterBuzz. We are the last show in the history of AfterBuzz, possibly. Oh, the world ends. Uh-huh. All right, so
lucky AfterBuzz.
And you look like that.
My mom would be so mad.
I'm wearing a girl shirt. So she, you're wearing Santa Claus. What are you wearing?
So much. Shopattraction.com.
There you go. You got everything on this show, guys. So with that said, so we've talked about the judges. Let's talk about Tate.
Yeah,
let's talk about.
What about their duet?
Little Big Town.
That was crazy too, man.
You liked it?
No.
Thank God.
Because first of all, the key was too high for him. Even though he does sound good, he pulled it off, kind of. But as soon as Little Big Town got out there and he kind of just danced with them, it was just weird.
Yeah.
And his wife was probably just pissed off. Don't dance with them.
Yeah.
With all the startup. Yeah, and they even had a tech problem. When it was his time to chime in, his levels were lower. And so the little that he got to sing with them, you couldn't even hear him.
Yeah.
No, so they dropped the ball there. He was a fan. Yeah. Tell me you liked him, please. The duet as I sink in my chair.
If he had his guitar with him, he would have been better.
In the background. You know, it wasn't Tate's strongest day. Fifth Harmony stole the show last night, is the thing.
But it wasn't his fault either, though.
That wasn't his fault.
Here's a whack song with Little Big Town.
Yeah, that was weird. But at the same time, it didn't affect voters.
I didn't even like them singing their song. It's not a strong performance for this performance show.
I
forget their song, their stuff before, but they have some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that song is on the radio right now, but.
And what about the names of the people they used last night? Leanne Rimes and Little Big Town. Are they some of the biggest artists out right now? Could they have gotten maybe someone else, perhaps?
They should have got, they couldn't get Miranda Lambert because. She's the voice. I wish they would have got her. Or if he would have sang with
Kelly Clarkson.
The Voice had Kelly Clarkson and Rihanna and Bruno Mars.
And Bruno Mars on Tuesday.
Those are all the hot people on one night.
And they had Peter Frampton on that night too. They had a ton. Oh, and Avril Lavigne. Oh yeah.
You can't really do Carrie Underwood.
I know exactly. And she's all idol.
So if they could have did maybe Rascal Flatts or something, it would have been cool.
Rascal Flatts was on the Voice. They're on the Voice. That's what it is. That's funny.
Maybe Dierks Bentley.
They really got I don't know.
Would have been tight.
So you could say the momentum is totally with The Voice right now.
Absolutely.
And they pulled in 14. They pulled in 14 million for their finale, and X Factor pulled in, I believe, 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why they got.
They were competing against Miss Universe last night, but counter programming. But I guess but still.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, X Factor has the worst slot with baseball and stuff too, so screwing them halfway through.
Yeah.
Would it be, should they move it maybe to summer?
You can't.
No, you can't. That's right. Just time-wise, they've already got it scheduled out.
Mm-hmm. And you have American Idol coming up in
2 weeks. Tomorrow, yeah.
2 weeks. So, okay, so let's throw out the question. So what's the top dog singing competition?
What?
Right now?
Right now.
What?
I
wasn't following for a second.
He's what? Dog? Did you speak English?
what is
Harmony?
What is the top singing competition on television right now?
The Voice.
The Voice, absolutely.
This is The Voice.
I think American Idol is going to come out strong, though, this year.
I think it will, too. But you know what? The Voice has Shakira and Usher starting in March.
Okay.
Yeah, but Shakira's pregnant.
I'm
not going to watch it if Shakira's pregnant.
All the ladies remember that Mark Allen said that. Ever gotten pregnant.
Interesting.
No, I'm just saying because
he cares for her welfare because that's a high stress position to be in.
Okay.
And that's why.
Totally. Okay. Yeah. You're so sweet. Yeah.
Trying to save you, buddy.
So nice of you. But,
send all your tweets to Nick Collins.
Nick Collins.
We love you, Nick. Just kidding, man.
No, we're not.
All right, so I think we've covered it. What was the third song he sang? Tate sang last night.
It was a song that he sang before, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because I couldn't get the title of it.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, yeah. Okay. There's No Tomorrow. I forget what it says, but.
Yeah, you were just singing it. Weren't you just singing it?
No, I wasn't.
You were.
Tomorrow. All right, so
Yeah.
We don't really have anything really about, you know, from last night. So tonight, anything that stood out? I know we're going long because it's our last show. So we're breaking it all down.
Yeah.
So what did you think of, like, the start when they said, all you need is love? That was a great opening.
You loved it.
I was dancing in the studio.
It was like a little kid.
Because I got Santa suit on.
That's true, but you didn't then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was cool. It was cool to see all the former
JC
performers.
Embarrass himself.
Yeah,
totally.
And, you know, Emblem 3 out there just chilling.
Right. And then seeing Jason Brock in the all-white Liberace suit, all he was missing was, like, a little bird, and he was just like, oh, you're fabulous. He was funny, but it was just, it was a great song, and it just felt really festive, and tonight was, like, they were just having fun.
Mm-hmm. That's a word for tonight. Festive. Yes.
Really?
Everybody was very festive.
Okay. So anything stood out? A Pitbull?
Definitely a theme. Well, Pitbull was maybe the one that didn't stand. I mean, that didn't impress as much as all the other ones. I mean, it kind of looked like a Vegas.
He can jump,
stripper
though.
Act.
He is a jumper.
He can jump like JC a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is like at least a foot. Yeah. But he definitely jumped up and down.
Yeah, he did.
For a few.
And his glasses don't fall.
No, it's amazing.
Never.
Okay. All right. So I gotta rein y'all in because you guys are like the inmates running the asylum. It's craziness.
American Horror Story.
Hey, which you should watch Thursday nights at 7 o'clock on AfterBuzz TV. Okay. Now.
You've been here for 9 hours. That's right. But yes, all of the Christmas performances were really, really good. And I really liked the climb between Miley Cyrus' song.
Yeah.
That beautiful. Was very perfect for the moment.
That was beautiful between Carly and Tate, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was
advantage
good.
Carly though in that song because of the high stuff. But okay. Tate still kind of
good.
Yeah.
He's the captain of the ship. And
she was going first.
That is not what I was saying. I'm just
he's the captain of the ship. Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah. In a song that was not meant for him for him to sing. Like he was but he was controlling where the ship went.
Like the captain.
Much like the captain.
Much like the position of the captain on the ship.
But she definitely, like, that song was made for her to just go crazy. And,
yeah.
Like, and she did. And Tate still held his own, though, in that song.
Yeah, no. It is so hot in here. Okay, but you know, we don't talk about the judges enough, and I really want, because we give Chloe a hard time and Mario a little bit.
She looked good tonight. I liked her dress.
That's what I wanted to talk about. She's slimmed down. She's looking. She looked fantastic these last two nights,
mm-hmm.
And she was on her. She was on prompter, and
she
you
was.
Know, and she really got her. How does it feel? Line very, very spot on.
And she was. Wasn't overly spray tan, like
yeah, like she I wasn't am. Like bronze, like Marky Allen.
No, so okay, so let's talk about Mario and Chloe. Do you see them as the host next year?
Oh, no.
I feel like they might replace Chloe
with who
and
another Mario.
No,
Maria. I think JC Rubio. I know. Hopefully, it looks.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario
get
and I
Mario
in the same room.
Out.
I don't know. Mario's awesome.
No,
when
you
does.
Replaced Mario.
No. Unless he doesn't want to do it.
Why not? He's doing it. I think he's busy. He needs a vacation.
He needs a vacation.
He needs a
no,
break.
Well, what about that? That's a great point. Who said Maria?
Michelle did.
I just did.
What about Maria and Mario?
Well, I was wondering why they kind of
Maria Menounos, who is the founder of AfterBuzz.
And well, I was kind of wondering why they didn't even, well, ask at all. In the beginning, when they hired Mario, because she's like with Extra with him, so they're kind of like a team.
Mm-hmm. And they do very well on that show.
Yeah,
so.
And she's like she's like such an amazing host.
She's
so
fantastic.
I was kind of confused on why they. I don't know.
Like, we'll see. Who knows in Cassie? Maybe we
who
can.
Who else?
We can, let's see other.
JC and Maria.
No. What about Kat Deely? No, she's doing So You Think You Could Dance. Because the Kat Deely loves her show.
Mario is doing everything, so clearly there's no end to how many shows you can do. So.
That is true.
Ryan Seacrest does a lot.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest does everything.
Maybe he'll do it, too.
Yeah, maybe he'll do it. Yeah.
Ryan
just like,
and Mario.
I got this. Let me just do it.
Imagine Ryan and Mario going at it.
Like, I think they're going to stay.
I'm going to take more of the prompter than you are. I'm going to read it all off.
I think they're going to keep him.
Keep
who?
I think because
both
they ended they
really?
Ended very well, and they'll have 8 months to work it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mainly Chloe, but she's, you know.
She can. She already improved so much.
Yeah.
So if
yeah,
next
Mario
season,
has, like, a job, so he'll be busy.
So hopefully she'll be able to like practice and work it
will.
Out.
I'm sure she'll practice. Yeah. We'll be able to catch that on Kim and Chloe Go to New York.
Yeah.
Wherever they end up.
All right. So, so before we go into predictions, even though we've been spraying them out throughout the whole show, here's a question, a couple questions. Rating system. Keep it or chuck it? Remember
the
leaderboard. Thank you.
I don't know. I think it was kind of unnecessary. I don't know. It's kind of good to know where everyone stands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you saying no, don't know where anyone stands?
No, or just no. What do you guys think? Should they keep the rating system, the leaderboard for next season or not? Did you like that idea?
I feel like it was like them being very desperate. Like, okay, we need people to tune in on Thursday. So throughout the whole show, you know, so we'll put it in at the end. But I don't like it because I want to be more surprised.
You kind of knew the whole time.
Those two in the final two.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you remember duets?
Yes. Vaguely. Yeah.
Well, you know how they had, it wasn't the same, but how they had their like top eight, like number one is the only person that's gone today, you know?
He was the one that won it. He was number one every week.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, it's so ridiculous. Like, I feel like maybe if they're going to go with that, it either needs to be more, more like organized or something. I don't know. It just kind of felt random, like another thing to remember. It's like, oh, what? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't really a fan of the leaderboard.
All right. And one more question before we go into, I've got the prediction of all predictions. It's going to be X Factor versus The Voice. So put your thinking caps on for that.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, she already has her cap on.
Before we get into it.
So does he. So got a comedian on our hand. Oh, yeah, you do too. And it has like a little golf ball at the end.
Who do you think would be the judge, next season for X Factor? Because we know we're losing one.
Jeopardy music.
We could lose two.
If you think about Mariah and Nicki Minaj are on Idol.
And Keith Urban.
And Keith Urban. I know, right?
You know who he is?
Yes.
So who's going to judge next season? We've got Simon. He ain't leaving.
Yeah, he knows. Wait, who's the guy from Jeopardy again?
Alex Trebek.
Maybe he will.
So, Michelle, we got you down for Alex Trebek.
All right. Oh, my. What about...
Your answer, please, Melissa.
Oh, no.
Well, what about Mark?
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because, like...
Who's going to fill him in? Who's going to fill in those spots?
I would say, like, Will.i.am or something like that, but he's already has The Voice in the UK.
I know, that's a
somebody thing. Somebody that's kind of somewhat played out, but needs help.
Because I'm trying to think, everyone that I can think of has already been affiliated with another show.
So
the like top people right now, like Rihanna and stuff,
they're not gonna do it. Too busy.
Maybe
Pitbull. I'm putting Pitbull
in there. Why not?
He'll be there anyways.
Maybe Leanne Rimes. Maybe Chris Brown.
Chris Leanne Brown, that'd be interesting. Oh,
I don't know if Leanne Rimes is going to come back.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have
anybody in your head?
I do. And you know how Simon is. He pulls out all the stops.
Uh-huh.
And somehow he's going to donate his left kidney and half of a country to this person to be a host. And somehow he's going to get him.
Who?
Justin Bieber!
Really?
I have to say that. You got to go big or go home. That's the only person he could get on that show save the show,
but
he could turn it around. You get Justin Bieber.
He could single-handedly bring in every female
he
fan.
He does that. All right, remember that show, The Hard Times of RJ Berger on MTV?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So he went out to dinner, like after like the third episode, went out to dinner with those guys and tweeted like, hey, I just hung out the guys from that created Hard Times of RJ Berger. Check it out tonight. It went up like 20% that night and got a second season.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. He's like the new Oprah.
He's so powerful. I gotta hang out with him, man.
Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber?
Yeah, you're so right.
All right.
Maybe like Bruno Mars, because like, you know, with like, they're getting Usher and somebody like that.
But he's kind of like hot right now, you know?
Here's the thing.
Yeah, he's on tour. Yeah, maybe in a year he'll be.
Which his new album is insane. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, he's going on tour
I don't
right
think
now.
They have to get Bieber. They have to get Justin Bieber. No one else.
What about Justin Timberlake?
That would do.
Good one.
That's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm. I still think it's still Justin Bieber's the only person that could move the needle.
Yeah.
Mm. He's the only person.
And he Bruno was already on the show this year for one episode.
Yeah. I think he's the only person.
Oh, well? He was on the show. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Or maybe just Scooter.
Scooter Braun, maybe.
Yeah. Mark Anthony.
All right.
No, he's watching the planes in the background.
All right.
He's
so,
like, I was watching the planes in Vangelo.
All right. So it's a year in review of X Factor. So what was your favorite performance of the year?
Of the whole year?
Of the whole season. What was your memorable performances, memorable moments that you had watching the show, maybe even being on the show? What, you know?
When I was on. Oh.
I'll go. My favorite performances were Carly when she did the performance to get into the live show, which was that was the Carmen song, yes?
Yeah.
That was brilliant, like when she did it for Will I Am and Britney Spears. And then also Emblem 3's audition when they came out with their song, which I'm sure is going to be a single in the next 2 months, Sunset Boulevard or whatever. So yeah. That's I think they're definitely going to draw more to that sound. Mm-hmm. And I think they're you know that song we'll hear a lot of soon.
Did you guys have a favorite moment?
I loved that when Emblem 3 sang their first song before I heard them speak. That was great. I thought that was such a strong entrance into the show with an original song that's like unheard of.
Yeah.
So.
Except for Chris Renee.
And I thought that a really a really great moment was when Paige and CeCe had their little sing off.
That was a good
moment. Of Whitney Houston.
That was nice. A good
moment. They really built that up.
Did you have a favorite moment, Melissa?
No.
No.
I'm trying to think of one, but there's so many. Yeah. Yeah, so.
All right, we'll let you come.
Did you like anybody, JC?
No. No, absolutely not. Best vocal performance was Broken Hearted for me, for mm-hmm. Carmen. Absolutely. Yeah. I loved it.
It's really good.
And I said it earlier, best performance was Anything Can Happen.
Okay.
Fifth Harmony last night.
There was one of my favorite performances. I'm trying to remember the song it was, but it was Carly Rose, and she was like super emotional and into it. And I want to say it was like
My Heart Goes On, Celine Dion.
I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know. Was around those weeks though. But I don't remember.
I think I kind of remember, but I don't remember.
But
the song.
Yeah, Carly mm-hmm. Rose.
Good story.
Yeah. Cool. Then I found $5
in a roundabout way.
And quickly, right. I want to throw out there, which was a really cool, was yesterday when they did the uh-huh. when they did the tribute yesterday was a really really good moment.
No,
they did the tribute at the very beginning of the show
for the people in Newtown.
That was a really really good moment, and I didn't even expect that. I know they did one on The Voice too, I just thought that was really cool that they started the show with that, just to show you know mm-hmm. where everybody's heart is. So
mm-hmm. yeah, that's true.
Simon was you could tell he was so emotional giving that little speech right before they started singing. Right. So, mm-hmm. so it was a beautiful.
It was a perfect
moment.
Song for it too.
Yeah. So this season really, it literally had everything. So thank you, X Factor. Honestly, it took us for a ride, and I. Just want to say thank you. I don't know. Now I'm emotional.
I know. Obviously, it took us for a ride. This is where you
Santa.
Ended up.
Yeah, there we go. So, wrapping it up, do we have any news
good
and
ride,
gossip?
We
said it throughout the show.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. We
I've got
said it.
One small news piece that we didn't talk about throughout the show, and it seems like Simon's got a girlfriend.
Who is it?
Remember, we've talked about it throughout the week.
Yeah.
We thought it was a girl from True Blood.
Yeah.
Right, is it?
Well, no, it seems like he was on Seacrest, and Seacrest asked him about who he's dating. And it seems that he confirms that he is dating Carmen Electra.
He is. There.
Really? Yeah. He confirmed that?
Yeah, as how Simon could. It was more like a FWB, little friends with benefits style.
Wow. So, yeah, I hope he didn't say that.
That's gross.
Yeah,
I know, like, who would do that with Simon? Like,
oh, stop, Michelle.
What? I don't want to be FWB with Simon.
I'm sure he's...
yeah, exactly.
Melissa, be quiet.
Gross.
I heard them.
That's gross of him to say.
Well, they're taking it slow, and I guess his quote is basically...
Yeah, they're friends forever. Yeah. That's how slow they're taking it.
This is how much he confirmed. He said, we are people that date.
Okay, so you're both human beings?
We are people that date, and she's adorable, and left it at that.
But well, he acknowledged that she's a human.
Adorable?
Or yes. Just
yeah, what
sexy
adorable?
As
yeah,
it worked.
Adorable was, isn't the word I would use. Or Simon, luckiest effing dude on the planet. Like, are you serious? Sorry, but.
All right, so yeah, is seriously. It too early to call him Scarman?
a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's good.
Yeah, thanks. I'll be here all week. All right, I'll be here. Once the show's over, I'll still be here. Okay. So with that said, now let's move on to predictions. And I'm leaving this with our little voice X Factor head-to-head. Because if you guys don't know, Michelle and Melissa are the hosts of the X Factor after show.
Of the voice after
show. That one, too. And yes, and well, we all host it together. We host the X Factor together. So who will be a successful artist? The voice champion or tonight's X Factor champion?
I just read an article in
Cassidy Pope,
Billboard,
right?
Yeah,
Cassidy Pope,
about Cassidy Pope and how the just like purely based on downloads on iTunes and based on views on YouTube and all that stuff of the voice songs and for the songs that they cover, the original songs then sell like it just came out, like, so much more. Whereas, I'm not sure with X Factor exactly, but they were comparing them, and they just said that The Voice was really successful at that, and that they haven't really developed a star yet, and that they think that The Voice is going to with Cassidy Pope.
The Voice also uses iTunes as...
As a voting.
So that's very smart.
That is smart.
So since it's the first female winner, right, they're going to cultivate her perhaps to be their Kelly Clarkson, perhaps.
I think she's very marketable.
Yeah, and she's amazing. Yeah. I mean,
okay, so she's a pop marketable. Rock, right?
Yeah. Or, okay. She's like an Avril
Lavigne. She could also
Levine.
Do country. She did some country songs.
She did.
Her country songs were the most popular.
Yeah,
she was on Blake's team, like, mm-hmm, you know, Blake mm-hmm. Shelton. So I'd be interested to see what direction she goes.
She did some amazing country songs, actually. I was surprised.
And do we disagree, Mark? I know.
We specialize in fact.
I don't know. I do watch. Yeah. I do watch some of the Voice.
So what do you think of Cassidy?
You know what? I think she's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. She can. Oh, I'm not going to say that out loud. I was going to say she can sing the phone book. That's from Idol. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, she can sing anything. But
is she going to do like a country art, a country album, or is it going to be like
I don't know?
That's what I was going to bring up. Tate sings country.
Yeah.
Country is so loyal, and it proved it once again tonight. It proves it for the last 5 years on Idol. If you're a white guy with a guitar, if you have a country sound to you, just country is just. It's unstoppable.
Yeah, so I think if she go, and you can't do pop and then transfer over to country, you have to go country first.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's proven not to work.
What about Darius Rucker?
No, I'm saying, like, yeah, but his albums that were country went through Nashville. You know what I mean? Like, she can't, you know, come out with her first album and have it kind of country and kind of pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless she does like a Taylor Swift thing.
Taylor Swift.
You have to go through Nashville to do it. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Well, I feel like she might because Blake was her coach.
Yeah, so that might be, I mean.
So that might be something.
And she, with her country song, she did really well.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they really.
And that would be the smartest thing, too, to kind of do that because you can do country crossover and be successful in both markets.
Yeah, and she can. Yeah, I think she can.
Anything can happen.
She's going to be.
All right.
You know what? Anything can happen.
With that said, we'll find out in the next few months.
Woo!
Yeah, when we come back for The Voice or for X Factor. But I think that wraps it up, guys.
My goodness.
It's been a wonderful year. So give you guys a little second. Any projects that you guys are working on, Melissa, Michelle, or separately, what do you guys anything you guys got on the pipeline?
Yeah, we are. We're
working on our next album, our new album. So we're excited. So you guys should check that out. Keep in touch with us on Twitter at Macedo Music or Facebook.com/Macedo Music.
Yeah, and I'm at Melissa Macedo M. And this dress is Shop Attraction, and he's a friend of mine, and he has awesome dresses. Do it.
And what about you, Mark? What anything you got going on?
Yeah, that's my music right there. I'm also jumping in the studio. Going to record some new stuff in the next month.
Jumping
in the studio like Pitbull. But also, I got my show starting back up in Hollywood at the Parlor Hollywood on Saturday nights.
Every Saturday.
Yeah, starting back the third week of January. So come and check that out.
It's free, right?
It's free. 21 plus, though.
Good nice. Show.
But it's a really good show. A lot of really good people performing.
So none of Fifth Harmony can come?
I will get them to perform there.
Okay. But they're under 21.
Yeah, but if you're a performer, I can, you know.
Those are strings. Anything can happen.
What do you got, JC? What about
I got nothing. I'm here. I'm here 24/7. I do 34. I've done 110 after shows this season, this year in After
Wow.
Buzz.
That's not
JC. Who counted that?
I did. No, you get. No, guys. And Martin, where can they find you?
I have an Instagram now.
Ooh.
It's M Valles, Valles spelled V-A-L-L-E-S 28.
Nice. There we go.
I joined social media.
There we go. Yay.
Welcome.
And you can follow me at The Everyday Man. And actually, you can catch me on In Hollywood TV and just run around Hollywood and just hosting stuff.
Nice. So,
for Martin.
Mark. All M.
Mark. I'm so hot in the Santa suit. Melissa, Michelle,
yeah,
I'm JC. And this is the After Buzz X Factor After Show. Good night, everybody.
Cheers.
It's the end of the world.
Yes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
Oh.
I'm glad someone threw it. That was...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.